Wrangell's milling industry is taking a new turn towards niche markets. Ron Franz of Whale Bay Woods is cutting and selling music wood for instrument makers around the world. He spoke with KSTK's Ann Hillman about what makes Wrangell's Sitka spruce sing so sweetly.
You can't tell if a tree will make a fine-tuned guitar just by looking at it, but Ron Franz says you sometimes have other quick options.
And one of the ways is just to smack the log. I mean, if it has a nice hollow vibration to it, you know, I think it's going to be a good sound wood.
Sitka spruce is one of the best woods in the world for making acoustic guitars. It has all of the ideal properties.
Sitka has a high resonance, has good fluctuation and modulus, but it also is very tough, so it lasts longer on a commercial instrument.
What he means is it sounds good. It vibrates perfectly when you strum the guitar strings.
If you have the wrong woods, you only have maybe a real good high range, but not good low range, or the opposite.
To get good music wood, you first have to select the right trees. Franz and his company, Whale Bay Woods, started sourcing wood from Prince of Wales Island in the 1990s. Last year, Franz set up shop in Wrangell. He says it's the best music wood he's seen in the region for a number of reasons.
I think it's more protected in here. There are a lot more storms and weather on the outside. And here, I think the trees just grow straighter.
The wood has to look good, too, since it's used for the face of the guitar. Friend says the best trees for music wood are old and at the very end of their life cycles. That works well with the current harvest strategy on Wrangell Island.
Well, with the new pilot microcell program that the Forest Service is doing, you go out and select the trees. It's either dead or already blown down or dying. And so these trees aren't going to last much longer anyway, so that's their way of making the wood useful. And we pick those out, turn them into the Forest Service, they scale them up, and we buy them.
One of the highest quality trees he bought was already dead and the resin had drained out. After the trees are selected comes the cutting process. It requires precision because that can also have an impact on the tone of the instrument.
Then we take the board, we hand split them out so that they follow the grain perfectly, which is big. I mean, the more perfectly you follow the grain, the longer your tone will sustain in there. Where if the grains are off a little bit, then it just kind of like, you know, leaks away. So we hand split them and then saw them into 3/16, book match tops, quarter sawn. And if you quarter saw it, then that adds a high degree of stiffness.
Then, sometimes, you can tell right away if the wood will sing.
You can hold a board in your hand and be talking like this and feel it vibrate in your hand. I mean, if it's really high, a high resonance. And so, if you're sitting there singing, it just sitting there going like this, vibrating in your hand. And it's amazing.
But what Franz says isn't dead is the milling industry in Wrangell. By specializing in music wood, he makes about $30 to $40 per board foot. And the parts of the wood that can't go toward instruments can still be sold as airplane wood and even arrow shafts for the blossoming archery market. In Wrangell, I'm Ann Hillman.